Okay, we are on Sadiq Zalad. I'm a base, 3 lines from the bottom. And now, soft, we're going to discuss Yosef Nepi's question that he had a couple of days ago.
What was the question?
I don't know.
Yosef, do you remember the question?
couldn't fall asleep the last couple of days. Okay. Okay. We're still on our topic of the Mishnah with the Achos Isha, that his wife goes overseas, whatever, and he hears he's dead, gets married to the sister, and then the wife shows up, so we allow him to go back to his wife. So the Gemara asks, "V'tseyasar b'shchiva d'achosa, midiri have aisha shalach bala l'medina seyam." So why is it that it's mutter? Why are we allowing her, at least Rabbanan, even allowing him after his wife shows up to go back to her after living with her sister? Seyasar, she should be asar midir Rabbanan at least b'shchiva d'achosa. Why midiri have? On the case of Aisha Shalach Balal Medina Sayyam, that just like if the woman's husband, right, goes overseas and finds out that he's dead and she remarries somebody, and then he shows up and she's not allowed to go back to her husband, so therefore we should not allow him to go back to his wife after marrying the sister. So Gemara answered, "Why? So what's the difference? Lo dami, because ishto the meizida sira midaraisa b'shoge gazruba, whereas achos isha the meizida lo asira midaraisa shoge lo gazruba." So first step is that since in the case of a woman that's mizana of the meizid, we know the Torah asers her to go back to the Baal, the Boaz, not allowed to go back to her husband. So since Midaraisa, she doesn't have a maid, she's not allowed to go back to her husband. So the Rabbanan, where it goes there, even Midarabbanan, as well, she can't go back to her husband. Whereas in the case, and that was in the case of a Shogeg, whereas Achos Isha, where Bemezid, even Bemezid, if he lives with his wife's sister, he is allowed to go back. We'll see in a second why. And therefore, the Rabbanan didn't feel it necessary to make Gzeirat Rabbanan. Because normally Gzeirat Rabbanan, as we see by the case of the woman with the husband, it's a Gzeirat, because since if she did it b'mezid, so b'shogeg will be gozer. But here, if she does it b'mezid, even the guy lives b'mezid, lives with the sister b'mezid, he can go back to the wife. So they didn't feel it necessary to make a Gzeirat shogeg, and therefore lo gazruba. Okay, it's going to go on. Let's just see Rashi for a second. Third line from the bottom of the Sadi Dolan base. They say, Yasser, says Rashi, Ishto Harishona Allah Bishkivat Achosa. Why shouldn't, his wife be Yasser when he lives with her sister? Midi Dehave Yisha Shalach Bala Midiya Sayam. The Mitzra Labala Bishrefa. Ha'acharam, that she's Yasser Bishkivas. Acharon, va'afapi she shogeges. Even though she was shogeges, she's still not allowed to go back. V'mayk tani matniti in the muteret lachzorlo. So why, in the case of the sister, is she yes allowed to? Is he less allowed to go? He is allowed to go back to the wife, even though he lives with the sister. B'shogeg, mishanina and lo dami is not the same. Ishan halach v'chule. The b'mezi mitzvah b'deraisa. How do we know that? That the woman that's mizan is asked to her husband. Tichsiva says, in the case of Sota, v'hi lo nispasa, and she's not forced. The mash masira. So if she's not forced, she's allowed to go, she is asked to her husband. Hilkach, therefore, b'shogeg could go on, for example, I'll be based in, so that it runs to be gozer. Since b'mezi she's asked, so there were gozer b'shogeg. Gazru barabban. Okay, but Achos Isha, says Rashi, Dafilu b'mezid ba'al Achos Isha. B'mezid lives with his wife's sister, lo mitzra ishto. His wife doesn't become asher to him because of that. Ilave mitzvah midaraisa, kediktani lakamans, we're going to see in a minute. Hilkach b'shogeg, therefore they weren't gozer b'shogeg. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So now, fine, so where do we know this? And what is where do we see a source that he is in fact mutter midaraisa to go back his wife when after he lives with his sister, even b'meizid minala and delo asira the sanya. The sources says we actually saw this in Rashi a while ago. The sanya says in the braisa from the pasuk in Sota, it says v'shachavish osa. So from the word osa, we learn out osa shchivasa osarta. Vein shchivasa chosa osarta. That stavka, if the married woman, she lives with somebody, so then she's not allowed to go back to her husband. However, if her husband lives with her sister, then her husband is mutter to her. Okay, so her husband's asur to her. If she goes being mizana with somebody, so then her husband comes asur to her. However, if her husband is mizana with his sister, so then she is mutter to her husband. So learn how the word osa. No, that was Bishoge. As far as Bishoge. Right, so this is the source, B'mezi. B'mezi lives with it, he's allowed to go back. This is the source. And because of that, they said, we're not going to make a gzera. Since Mutter B'mezi to go back, they said, we're not going to make a gzera shogun. Yeah. Okay, so then, Shiyachol, meaning, so now we're going to say that why we need a pasu, because the truth of the matter is, there is a svara, Kalvachomer, right, that she should be aser. He should be asked to go back to his wife after he lives with her sister. We're going to see through a kal v'chomer, and because of that, we dafka need a pasuk to tell me no, he's mutter to go back to his wife after he lives with the sister. Okay, so this kal v'chomer now is going to be the source of discussion for quite a while to the end of the amud, actually onto the next amud, the whole thing, trying to figure out this kal v'chomer. So. This is it. So keep this in mind. Shiyachol, because I might have said Valodinu, that it should be mi kal v'chomer if the husband lives with the sister b'meizid, he should be asher to go back to his wife. Mi kal v'chomer. Why? Uma b'makom sheba al iser kal nesar haoser makom sheba al iser chamur eino din shenesar haoser. Okay. So what we'll do is, we'll jump ahead to the end of the sugya, I think Rashi does that also here, so we're allowed to, and to tell us what it really means. But then we're going to go back and say we'll try this, try that, until it gets to this final maskan. Okay, so what in the end, this maba makom shaba al iser kal, the one's going to be discussing what is this iser kal. And so the iser kal, believe it or not, is going to be aishas ish. That's the Isser Kal. And so the Isser Baal Isser Kal, and the Kal V'Chomer Isser Chamur, which is Achos Isher. That's the Isser Chamur, that's the Achos Isher. We're trying to learn that. Okay, so what's the idea? So, again, jumping ahead, but the Isser of Eishas Isher, the Isser Kal in that, okay, we have the Nasar Neoser, that's where we're going to go to. What's the one that's Asering, that's Asering becomes Nasar. So in the case of Eishas Isher, right? So the husband is the oser, meaning by being married to this woman, he's usering her from marrying any other man. Okay, he's the oser, and then if she goes and is mizana, as we know, b'mezi, she becomes usher to him. So the oser becomes ne'esar, right? He's usering her from marrying all other men. But then if she lives with some another man. So the oser, the husband, becomes Nasar, not to live with take his wife back anymore after she's mizana. Okay, now why is that called Isser Kal? We're going to see. It's called Isser Kal, obviously a very serious punishment, it's very serious, but it's Kal in that he's usering her, he can take that off. How can he take that off? By divorcing her. Okay, as being married to her, now he's an oser. He's usering her from all men. Yeah. But he says, you know what? I'll tell you what. I won't ask you from all men anymore. I'll give you a get. That's it. So now, Isser Kal, insofar as he can give a get, and now she's not asked to all them. He's only an oser as long as he gives a get. Now, Achos Isha, so we saw. So in there, we say, where it's Isser Kal, yet she's not allowed after she's Mizan to go back to the, as he becomes Nasar. So the Isser Kal was Achos Isha, Isser Chamor was Azri. Why is that Isser Chamor? Because here, you can't change the situation. And now he's married to his wife. Now, and now what? She is the Oser now. She's ushering him to her sister. Okay? She's ushering him to his sister. Now, she can't, no way of her saying, you know what? I'll tell you what, I have a good way. I don't want you to be ushered to my sister anymore. I'll divorce you. Can't, right? Because even after the divorce, not that she dies, but then she can't, nothing she can do to matter him now to marry the sister. So that is why, as far as that goes, that's called an Isser Chamur. Because there's no way it's not. Right now, as long as she's alive, even if she divorces him, he is still Asr to the sister. So therefore, that's called an Isser Chamur. So if an Isser Akal of the Eishes Ish, okay, the Oser becomes Nasar, he, which is ushering the wife, becomes Nasar after she lives with somebody. You can't take her back. So here, with Isser Chamur, where she, now the other way around, she's ushering him from her sister, which is a Chamur, because no way of stopping that, or the get or whatever, not going to know nothing, way of stopping that. So surely it should be that when he lives with the sister, if he does live with the sister, he should not be able to either come back to his wife. Okay, and therefore, we need the pasuk, this is why we need the pasuk, Vishachav Ish Osa, and then Dafka, she's Mezana, but not if he's Mezana with the sister, so he's allowed to go back, so we learned the, that's what we need the pasuk for. So because of this, Kavachom. Okay, see Rashi. Osa, Mishachav Ish Osa, he brings the pasuk, and then Vahalodinu, Shetiasar. We have this Kalvachomer that we explained, and because of that, that's why we need the Yosa, because the Kalvachomer would say that maybe he should be yes Asr to go back to his wife after he's been Mizana with his sister. Therefore, we need Osa. Okay, Makom Shembal says the Rashi, Alisr Kal, Lekaman Mokim Lab Eishes Ish. So Rashi tells us already the Maskana of the Gemara, as we explained it, it's referring to Eishes Ish, but my Kari Leisr Kal, why is that called Nisr Kal? She'ena Osra, Osra Chol Yamav Sharei Heter Yesh Beget, because again it's the Isser Kal, because he's not ushering her necessarily forever for other men. It's only as long as they're married he can give her a get. Now she can be mutter. So that's Isser Kal. Yet we see Nasara Oser, the husband which is ushering her from other men, if she is Mizana becomes Oser Nasar Babala Ha Osra Lacherim Makom Shebal Isser Chamur could go on Achos Ishto Sheishes. So Ishto Oseres es Achota Kol Yameha, right? So she's the Oseres, right? That she's ushering sister or husband to living with the sister. She's the one that's Oseres. So in her din, she Nesar Oseres, so it should be Al Kavachomer, since that's an Isser Chamur, that if he lives with the sister, then he should be ushered to go back to his wife, the other sister. Shetiyasar Ishto Aseres es Achota. She's the Oseres, ushering, you know, the sister from him. So, which is Chamur. So surely, if he does live with the sister, he should be asked to go back to his wife. Lachak Nemar Osa. That's why we need the Osa to say no. It's okay. He can go back to his wife after he's out of the sister. Okay. Let's go on. This is still Nebraisa. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Nechlaku Beit Shammai Ubeis Hillel Baba Al Chamoso Sheposel Ishto. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Machlokes is going to see Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda says, the Beit Shammai Beis Hillel do not argue when it comes with living with one's mother-in-law that it is apostles his wife. In other words, he lives with his mother-in-law, now he has to leave his wife. Everybody agrees with that. Al Man Nechluku, what do Beit Shammai and Hillel do argue? What are they arguing about? But Baal Achos Ishto, that our case. Okay, the living with his wife's sister. Shabei Shammai Yomrim Posel, that he argues, he doesn't hold by this drasha that we've been saying until now the whole time, Osa, right, that the Matirs, he doesn't hold by that. So he's Beit Shammai held, no, if he lives with the sister of his wife becomes Aser. He holds by the drasha we said, Osa, whatever, and then you're mutter to go back to the wife when he lives with the sister. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says the opposite. I'm Rabbi Yossi. No, nechluku Beit Shammai Beis Hillel v'ba al achos ishto shelo posel. That everybody holds by the drasha of Osa, and everybody holds that he's allowed to go back to his wife, he's mitzvah with his sister. That they don't argue in. Alma nechluku, what do they argue in? V'ba al chamoso. We said the opposite. That's where the machlokes is. If he lives with his mother-in-law, shebeitcha mayomrim posel, that asers his wife on him when he lives with her mother. Ubeisel olomrim lo posel. Okay. Now the braisa continues and explains Rabbi Yossi's shita. Why is it that everybody agrees that with achos isha it doesn't posel? Okay. So it starts like this. Lafisha betchila, before and he was married to his wife, so hu mutar b'chol anashim shabolam v'hi mutaret b'chol anashim shabolam. So they're both single, he's mutar to marry anybody, she's mutar to marry anybody. Step one. Then kicha. Step two, he's mekadesh's wife. Now hu osra v'hi osara tu, he now asers her and she's asering him. But meruba iser sha'asra, that he is asering her, mi iser sha'asra tu. There's more isurim that he's asering her from than she's asering him from. Why? Shehu asara b'chol anashim shabolam. Because he is asering her from all the, with everybody. She can't marry anybody. But she's only asering him with her relatives. Valodinu, and therefore we have a with a kal v'chomer. Umahu sha'asra b'chol anashim shemolam. Madach, in the case of when he with him to her, he's asring her on all the men in the world. Yet what happens? Shagaga b'asula. If she b'shogeg lives with someone, another man, eino neseres b'mutarla. She doesn't become aser to the husband. So. Therefore kal v'chomer when in case of her shelo asara tu el bikrovateh, she's only ushering him with to her relatives like her sister whatever, so therefore shagag ba'asur lo, so he is shoging in his isurim, which are not that many, it's just her relatives, for example his sister. So ain't no din shalom esar al mumatala. Surely called kol shekain, he should be able to go back to his wife. Okay, that asered him. So ain't no din shalom esar al mumatala. Zehadin l'shogeg. So that's the din shogeg. So legabe shogeg. Here's how we learned that shogeg, if he lived with his wife's sister, that he's allowed to go back to his wife. And lemezid, again, how do we know lemezid? That we've seen already. Minayin Talmud Lomar osa shchivasa osarata ve'ein shchivas achosa osarata. As we've seen before, lemezid, that's the drasha that she is, if she lives with somebody, then somebody else, that's what she becomes aser. But if her husband lives with somebody else, then she doesn't become aser to her husband. And as we learn from the word osa. We are on Sadi Hey Amid Aleph. Sadi Hey Amid Aleph, where the wide lines begin, three lines up from the wide lines. Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Resh Lakish, my time the Rabbi Yehuda. So we asked, what's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? That he said, according to everybody, this is the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, before in the Braisa. So what's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda that holds that everybody holds that someone who lives with his mother-in-law puzzles his wife? So he explains the Ksiv, because says in the Pasuk we've seen before, Be'esh Yisrafu Osoves Hen. So after he lives with his mother-in-law, it says in the Pasuk that they'll be burnt, him and them. So who is them again? Like we discussed it also before. Bechi kol habayis kula b'sreifa. What do you mean them? Means sounds like him and his wife and his mother-in-law. Why? What did his wife do? So, but that's what it sounds like. So therefore, yim eino inyan l'sreifa. So legabe, at least as far as the wife goes, it can't be inyan sreifa that we burn her because she didn't do anything wrong. So therefore, taneu l'inyan isura. So what isura? So we'll learn it legabe isura that she becomes aser since her husband lived with his mother-in-law. So that makes her aser. That's what we'll learn it for that. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. So Yehuda said the name of Shmuel. Ein halacha ke Rabbi Yehuda. So the halacha is not like that though. And the mice, if someone lives with his mother-in-law, his wife is mutter, remains mutter. The Gemara brings a Maisa. Hahu de Avedi Sura Bechamase. Once a man, in fact, liveth his mother-in-law. Ach Asye Rav Yehuda Nagde. So Rav Yehuda came and gave him Malkus. Amarlei, he said to him, he said to this guy that did the Yisr, Ilav Damar Shmuel Ein Alachik Rav Yehuda. It was in fact Rav Yehuda before that said the name of Shmuel, right? That Ein Alacha. So now he's saying it, you know, I said before the name of Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda Shmuel, so now again he says that had it not been that Shmuel said that Ein Alacha Ka Rabbi Yehuda, that the Alacha is not like him, and he said that the wife is mutter, which okay, so he said it, so that's it. So the Alacha is, he's allowed to go back to your wife, but it was not for that that Shmuel said that, and you can go back to your wife, then Asrisa Alachi Surah de Alam, that I would Asr your wife forever. Because of what you did. But what can I do? The halacha, Shmuel says that's not the halacha, and therefore you're allowed to go back to your wife. Okay, Rashi, kind of middle of the page, because my time with Rabbi Huda, what's the reason of Rabbi Huda? Damar Habal Hamoso Pasal is Ishto, Pasal is wife. Vichikola Bai Kulo Besrefa, Ishto Mai Chatas, why should his wife be killed? What did she do wrong? Triso Allah. And if it wasn't for the clock, I would answer her on you, Leintatzach, to your wife. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Yeah, yeah. But this wasn't in a time of Mises Basin. Okay. Now we're going back to the Brisa before this. If you remember, we had this Kal V'Chomer, right? To refresh our memories, that the Lamaise, since we had the word Osa, which is that matters in the case of the sisters again, right? Someone marries somebody and then lives with her sister, which is Asa. So the Shaila is, can he go back to his wife? And we had this Kal V'Chomer, which would tell me that he could not go back. He cannot go back to his wife. The pasuk said Osa says she could. He could go back to his wife. So what was the Kal V'Chomer? So we said about Lo Dinu, right? Ma b'makom sheba al iser kal ne'esar ha'oser, makom sheba al iser chamur eino din she'ne'esar ha'oser. That was the Kal V'Chomer, that which would lead us to believe that he should not be able to go back to his wife after he lives with her sister, but kamash malan osa. Okay, so at the time we already gave what the maskana was. Now we're going to go through and see the mahalach, how we're going to get to the maskana of what this iser kal is. Okay, that if an iser kal ne'esara oser, then all the more so in the case of the sisters, where she is the ne'esar, she asered her husband from marrying the sister. Hosekain, she should be asered to marry her husband, go back to her husband again, if it wasn't for the pasuk. Okay, so what is this iser kal that we are want to learn from? Okay, so my iser kal, asked the Gemara. Amar Rav Chista Machzir Grushaso. Okay, the case is, the suggestion is, that it's Machzir Grushaso, right? A person divorces his wife, and then somebody else marries her. He's not, and then let's say he divorces her, the second guy. So now the first one's not allowed to take back his grusha that he had originally divorced. Once you get married to somebody else, that's it forever. So we are suggesting that that's the iser kal, and nothing more says it out. Okay, machzir grushaso. So we'll use this to make it easier. We'll call the first husband Reuven and the second husband Shimon. Okay, so what happened? So Machzir Grushaso, Misha Nise, so she becomes Aser to go back to Reuven once she marries Shimon. Now, if Reuven divorced her, she marries Shimon, now she's not allowed to go back to Reuven after she marries Shimon. So Baale Ahai, so once Hai, here meaning Shimon, once the second one lives with her, then Asra Alea Dehai. Now, she's not allowed to go back to her first husband, to Reuven. Okay, now, so then what happens? So now if Shimon goes ahead and divorces her, right, Reuven divorced her, she married Shimon, and now Shimon goes ahead and divorces her, so now she's not allowed to go back to Reuven. That's Marcia Grushaso, not allowed to. So let's say Baal Le'ilach, let's say he knew it was over the Yisr, okay, that's what we're talking about, you know, that they transgressed the Yisr. Then, so now what happened? Reuven took back his wife after she already married somebody else and got divorced from him, from Shimon. He said, Reuven's not allowed to take back. He did. He was over on the Yisr, he was Maxir Grushas, so he married her. So now she's over, he was over on the Yisr. Then what happened? Then Asra Aleh the High. So now she becomes Aser, that's the soul thing we're talking about, Nesar Oser, right? That once, when Shimon married her, okay, after Ruby divorced her, and so now, by doing that, he is Asering her from going back to Reuven. Okay, so he's the Oser. And then what happens? She didn't listen, whatever, and she went back to Reuven. So now, can she go back to Shimon now? Okay, the answer is no, because now she is his grushaso. So she has two grushaso, right? So now once, when Shimon divorced, then she marries Reuven, so now she becomes, now Shimon's divorced, he's not take her back, so, and therefore she's out. So that's the Nesara Oser. A little bit complicated, but, right? So when Shimon marries her, okay, so now he asers her on Reuven. If she doesn't listen and she goes back to her original husband, it's over. So now she cannot go back to Shimon. He Nesara Oser. Why? But the reason is Basha, because now becomes Shimon's also Grusha. But the Lamaisha can't go back. So we're saying that's the Isser Kal. It's Isser Kal because the Isser going back to the husband after divorce, she marries somebody else, is an Isser Lav. And we want to learn the Kal Vachomer to the case of the sisters, which is an Isser living with one wife's sister is an Isser Kars. So therefore that's Isser Chamor. So if in the Isser Kal, she can't go back, so in the Isser Chamor of the sister, when he marries the sister, he should also not come back if it wasn't for the Pasuk. That's how we would like to learn it. So the Gemara says, no. Stoche that. Why? Ma la machzir grushaso mishenises shekein nit mehaguf visura barov visura iser olam. So the Gemara gives three reasons. Rashi's not goreis the middle one. Rashi only gives two, because the second one is not really so nogea. But the idea is, again, how do you mafricha kal v'chomer? You show that the kal is not so kal. It's got some chumras to it that the chamur doesn't have. Okay. So what are they? So the case of the machzir grushaso, we have three things. According to our Girsa, that makes it chamur, even more chamur in certain respects than the case of the sister. What are they again? The first one is nitma haguf. So meaning that once Reuven again divorces his wife and then lives with, then she goes and marries Shimon. Okay, now she becomes the aser to go back to Reuven. Okay, now when she does, so this woman herself was Mizana, whatever, is over on this lav. So nitma hagufa, the woman herself, she was over on the Yisr. Whereas in the case of the sister, the original wife, didn't do anything wrong. She's not allowed to marry her husband after, or according to the Chavachom, marry her husband after marry the sister, but this original wife didn't do anything wrong. So that's, it's more chamur in that case, in that way. Second is Visur Barov. Like we said, Rush is not Goresis, but others are. The Ritva explains. Rov here, but it doesn't mean like Rov and Miut. It means like a many. Okay? That the Isser is to many. Meaning, once she gets, she was married to Reuven, divorces, marries to Shimon, and then Shimon then divorces her. Lav Dafka, if she goes back to Reuven, does she become Aser to Shimon? As again his machzir grushaso, but anybody, once she marries Shimon, she went and married Reuven, she can't go back now against the Shimon. That's the Nesar also, but it's Lav Dafka Reuven. She married any man, she can't go back to Shimon. So that's like Rov means many. It doesn't Lav Dafka the one. And whereas in the case of the sister, it's very specific. It's Dafka if he marries the other sister, can't go back to sister. It's only the specific sister. And finally, the Isura Isser Olam is also, it's more machmir. And then in the case of the meaning that once a woman, let's say, in case she divorces Reuven and then marries Shimon, that's it forever. meaning even if Shimon dies or whatever, she can never ever go back no matter what to Reuven, Yisr Olam. Whereas again with the sister, that's not the case. The sister, as it is, she can't. Once he lives with the sister, can't go back to his wife. According to his chavo, whilst his wife is still alive, he's not allowed to marry the sister. But if his wife dies, he's allowed to go marry his sister. So therefore, it's not an Yisr Olam. It's only as long as his wife's alive, he can't marry the sister. So therefore, those are three chumras that we dafka have by Master Grushaso over the case of the sisters, so therefore that destroys the Kal v'chomer. Okay, let's see the Rashi on this. Ba'ale ha'hai kishe nasa ha'acharon, the second one, like Shimon, so therefore asar, you now she's not going to go back to Rishon. Ba'ale ha'girsa ha'hai, and then when she does live with Reuven, so Gersha Sheni, Vigzira Rishon, right? She went to Shimon, he divorced her, and then she went back, which she was not allowed to do. She went back and Vigzira Rishon, Hare Lecha Isser Kal Balav. So it's called Isser Kal because she was over on the lav. But Asra Lasheni, now why is she not allowed to go back to Shimon? Because now it's his Maksir Grushaso, right? Isser. Asra Lasheni, the Hadar Hav Yelagabe Grushaso, Mishanise. Because which you're not allowed to do, go back to Reuven, but once she does, so now she, and then gets divorced, so now she becomes the Grusha of Reuven, now she can't go back to Shimon because of that. Behind new Nesara Oser, and that's our quote unquote Nesara Oser that we were looking for, because Shimon is ushering her to go back to Reuven, you know, once he marries her. And if she does, so then she becomes Aser to go back. So Nesar Sheni Ze Shehaya Osra Al Rishon Mishifzira, like you said. Shimon's Asering her from going back to Reuven, and if she does, she becomes Aser to him. Nesar Osra. But then we added a couple of questions on that. Says Rashi, Malach Sevichule. As you'll notice, Rashi's not quite the middle one. Tomar Beba Al Achos Ishto. In case of the sisters, the original wife that he's married to, and then he goes and lives with her sister, so the original wife didn't do anything wrong. She's not nitma gufa. The iser achos ishto is eno iser olam. Sheim meisa ishto mutar b'achosas, also not an iser olam, because, like we said, if the wife dies, then he couldn't marry the sister. Whereas once somebody's divorced his wife and she marries somebody else, then iser olam. He can never take, first of all, he can never take her back. As he says, Isser Barov Velo Garcina. Okay. Next, back to the Gemara. Amar Reish Lakish, he has a different attempt at what is this Isser Kal. So he says it's Yavama. Okay, this is Yavama. Okay, so first we have to understand what's the case of the Yavama. Says the Gemara, Yavama Lamont. Which is Isser marriage over here? As we're talking about this Isser Kal. Which Yavam? Ilei Melacher. Who could Rabbi Hamnuna? Damar of Hamnuna. Shemir Siyavam Shizinsa Asur Aliyavama. Okay. So first attempt is that the woman's married, husband dies, no children, whatever. She's a Shemir Siyavam now. Okay, so she's supposed to now go to the marry the do yivum whatever chalitz on the brother, and then she doesn't listen and she marries out l'shuk. Okay, so first of all, it's an iser kal yachasit because it's a iser lav, and we have the nesar oser according to Rav Hamnuna, which we just said, meaning that Rav Hamnuna held that once a shomeris yavam marries out. She doesn't do yivum chalitz. She marries out. She's asked to go to the yavam now. She can't marry the yavam anymore. She's like he compares an eishes ish. That's mizana. Can't go back to her husband. So a shomeris yavam that goes to the shuk, she's not allowed to go to the yavam anymore. Okay. So that is and therefore we have nesara oser, right? Because when she falls to the yavam, he is ushering her to marry anybody else. So he's the Oser, and once she does marry somebody else, Ne'esara Oser. This brother that Aser from marrying anybody else becomes Aser to her. So Ne'esara Oser, Eser Kal, because it's an Eser Lav. Okay, and that's when we use for a kavah chomer. But now Gemara says that can't be. Why? Because ma'ali avama shekeinit mahaguf visura barov. So similar to other reasons that we gave before, also shayach here, that in a certain respect, the case of Yavama is more chamor than the case of the sister, and these two things again, that nitma guf, that she herself did something wrong with nitma guf, she was living with the army she was not supposed to, whereas the case of the sister, the original wife didn't do anything, she's fine, only he lived with her sister, but she was fine, so that's one difference. And the second difference is they also the isur barov. Meaning that this Shomeris Yavam, love dafka is asur to a specific man to marry any man, right? She can't marry anybody. Anybody she marries, she's gonna, that's called Lashuk, of course, and can't go then do Yibu. So it's not, she's not limited, and the isur not on one specific person. It's on anybody. She marries anybody out in the Shuk, it's no, it fossils her from going back to the Yavam. So therefore, it's Isur Barov, and that's more Chamur, the case of the sister, where it's a specific Isur. You're not allowed to marry your sister. That's it. And there's no, it's a specific thing. Okay, so that didn't work. So the Gemara says, Ella Yavama La'achim. So we'll change it. How about not the Yavama Tashuk, but Yavda? Meaning that, we'll just say it outside quickly and then we'll see inside, that again, her husband dies, falls to a few brothers, whatever it might be, for Yibum, and one of them does Mimer. Okay? One of them is Mimer. Now, then some other brother, not the one that's Mimer, so another brother takes her and does Yibu with her. Lives with her. Okay, so what's this? So here, this is the similar, again, Nasar Oser. Why? Because once the first brother did Mimer on her, so she becomes Nasar. She's not allowed to go, she's like, you know, Miwat to him now, so she's not allowed to do a, you know, Yibu or whatever on the other brothers. Lechachila. Okay, so that she becomes Nas, he's ushering her, she becomes she ushers her to the other brothers. But if one of the brothers actually does take her and lives with her, so now she's not allowed to go back to the original brother, the one that married, that did the Mimer on originally. She becomes ushered to him, so he was the Oser, he becomes Nasar Oser, he can't take her back once one of the other brothers lives with him after he did Mimer. Okay, so we're suggesting, and that's Isser Kal, it's very Kal, because it's only Durabanan, because the Mimer is only Durabanan. Okay, so now let's see it inside. So Eli Yavama La'achim, Avad Ba Mimer Hai, so the first brother does Mimer, and then Asra Le'a Le'ahai, she becomes Asra, and another other brother, Ba Le'a Idach, Ba, the other brother, Bisser, takes her and lives with her. So now Asra Le'a Le'ahai, she becomes Asra to the first one that did Mimer. Because now, because she's becoming now the wife of the second one.
He died. What happened?
What do you mean she's nishasish?
She did the bia with the other brother.
With the second, yeah.
The Yibum.
Right. That's why she. That's why now the first brother only did. No, now she's doing Now she's not doing anything wrong. That's it. The case ends there. Right. The first one did Mimer, then the second one did like Yibu, like you said. That's it. So she didn't.
She's opposite to the other one.
Yeah, and then she doesn't live with him anymore. That's it. But she didn't live with anybody else. That's it. So the case is finished. She just marries his thing. That's it. We're just saying that it's Isser Kal, and that she was not allowed to do Yibu on the second one. That's the Isser. But that's an Isser Rabbanan, because she was only the Rabbanan married. She only did Mimer to the first one. Okay, so that was the Yisr. By marrying the second one, that was the Yisr. And now she becomes Asr, she's HSC, whatever, she becomes Asr to the one that did Mimer. And that's our also. But it's Kal in that by the Yisr was marrying this guy to begin with. It's an Yisr Kal.
That's not what's making her Asr to the Mimer guy.
No, now, right. And Echanami, after he marries her now, she's 100%. Right. Okay. So we're suggesting that that's the case now. That's Yisr Kal, but the Gemara says it's also not so posh. Why? Because the lashon's not so good. Because my area shabaala sheni afilu avad ba mimer nami, or afilu avad ba nami mimer, right? Because it doesn't fit in so well with the lashon. Because the lashon of the brisa is that again ma makom shabaal Yisr Kal But ba al iser kal asers. But here, the second one, you know, to aser her on the first one didn't have to baal. He does. Well, it's true, like we said, for sure he's aser to the back to the first one. But that didn't need to do that, right? Even if she just did mimer, in mimer achamimer, just having yesh mimer achamimer. One have once she does mimer with the second one, that's also possible to the first one. So why did I say baale on the second one? No, the baale. Even if then mimer on the second one, she can't go back to the first one. So that's why the lashon is not so good. So the Gemara said, no, that halokasha. Why? Kerabin Gamliel damar ein mimer achar mimer. Okay, so you could say it's going like the Brisa is going like Rabin Gamliel. This is ein amacha. So the second mimer doesn't puzzle her from going back to the first one. Therefore, that's why we have to say a case of bia. Okay, so we're okay again. But then Igmar said, no, it's still no good. Why? Because Ella said the filu nasan baget, the filu kalatzla. Again, it didn't have to say that the second one baal, it had to answer to the first one. Okay, mimer, you can get around that the mimer wouldn't work. But he could, if the second one gives her a get, second one does chalitza with her, those would also possible her from going back to the first one. So why'd have to say when the second one baal, so now you can't go, it's enough to be baal, it can be chalitza, it can be get. And therefore, it's not a good, not a good shot. Okay, so let's just see the Rashi's. We did Yavama. Okay, Yavama Laman. So we said it's talking about case Yavama. To who? Mi Baal Abiser. Who's the one that Baal Abiser? Ilema Yavama Lacher. Meaning Shebaal Achad Min Hashok. She was a Shemeres Yavam. She lived with somebody in the Shok. Behindu Isser called La Be'alma. It's just an Isser Lav to marry out the Yavam. Huktani Ne'esar Oser means Ne'esar Ba Yavama Shahaya Osra Alze. Ukut Rabam Nuna. So the brother that asserted her for marrying the Shok, he's a Yavam, becomes Ne'esar by her marrying somebody in the Shok. Because that's according to Rabbi Nunan, it says that, you know, once she marries out, she's not allowed to go back to the Yavam. Visura Berov, the Lechol Adam. Okay, Lechol Adam, he be Isser, Adche Lo Chalza. Right, as soon as she's a Shaveris Yavam, she's not just restricted to this guy, everybody. She can't marry anybody until she does the Chalitza. Tomar, Beachosisha, Sheena Asura, Elalazeh. So the as opposed to the case of Asur, she's only Asur, the sister's only Asur to this one. Ella Yavam Alachin, so we switched it. Fine, so maybe it's talking about Yavam Alachin. Sheba Le Achad Min Hachim Be Isur Asra Al Osrala. Okay, that when one of the second brother lives with her, Be Isur, it Asur's her on going back to the original one. The Hekidami, what's the case of the original one? The Aved Ba Kama Mimer, that the first one did Mimer. The Asra Alidach, and by doing Mimer, he's the Osir, Asring her on the other brothers. The High Mimer, Yivam means Drabanan, who, and it's his call because Mimer is only Drabanan. The Lav Kedushin Gemurin, that's not a real Kedushin, the Mahavi Ashesis. So when the first one did Mimer, she doesn't Mamish become an Ashesis. But when the second one lives with her, Baal Isser Kalhu, he's living with an Isser Kal. But Filavachi Asra al Rishon, still she becomes, it's Asring her back to the Rishon, Venesra to Gir, so the Bach is Osra Alav. And therefore the one that originally Asred her, the Yavam, becomes Asred to her. So then we asked, my area Baalah. Cheney, why did have to, the problem is, why do you have to say Dafka, the second one lives with her? Diktani makom sheba alister kal, it says. Afilu chazar v'asaba mimer, nami yasra le bala mimer rishon. Even when the second one does mimer, it asks her going back to the first one that she did mimer with. Ki rabana damri yesh mimer achar mimer. So yesh mimer achar mimer, so that's, it asks from going back. So then we said, no, that's fine, but it could be going to Raman Gamliel, this is Einim achar mimer, but the problem is, another thing, Afilu Nasan Get, Lav Tafka, he didn't have to say the second one, Baala, could have been, even if he gave her a get. Kolomar, Ela Parichachi, say that you can ask like this, Afilu Asa Zem Mimer, even if the second one did Mimer. Yeah, the first one did Mimer, excuse me. Uba Achiv, and then comes the second one, Venasan Get, Ochalatz, Pasla Yado, that also apostles her as well.